From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iraqi forces shelled areas outside of Mosul Monday. The offensive to retake the city from Islamic State militants is in its second week. The attacks were focused near the town of Bartella as Iraqi and Kurdish fighters moved closer to Mosul. VOA's Heather Murdoch is in Iraq and has returned from areas vacated by the Islamic State militants.
5 days ago, Islamic State fighters were launching attacks, including reigniting the burning oil fields that are leaving billowing black smoke overhead everywhere in the city, Gayara, which is about 30 kilometers south of Mosul. Residue from the oil stains the people's clothes and bodies, and people are getting sick from it. And from the sulfur plant, ISIS also set on fire as it fled the area, which sent 1,000 people to the hospital. Army officials say they are winning the war against ISIS, but protecting the people is their biggest challenge. Heather Murdoch, Gayara, Iraq.
France's interior minister says the evacuation of refugees from a squalid camp near Calais is taking place calmly. Officials hope to relocate 2,500 people to temporary shelters by the end of the first day. This Afghan refugee spoke to a reporter.
They will take us in the buses, so they will might send us to different reception centers. So then it will be very hard for us to see each other.
Workers will soon begin dismantling the wood and tarp shanty town dubbed the Jungle. Cross-border firing between India and Pakistan in the contested region of Kashmir has killed at least three people. Indian police sources say a young boy was killed and four civilians wounded Monday by gunfire and shelling by Pakistani border guards. Tensions have been high in the area since September when an attack India blames on Pakistan killed 19 Indian soldiers. This is VOA News.